This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu gave away gallantry awards at the Defence Investiture Ceremony 2024 Phase 1 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Leader of the Opposition, the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, attended the function. The 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit will focus on defence, trade, linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, science and technology, culture and people-to-people connections as the key discussion points. This was stated by Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra during a press briefing in New Delhi today. On Prime Minister's upcoming official visit to Russia and Austria from the 8th to the 10th of this month, Mr. Quatra said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries. He said they will exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. He said leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in grouping including BRICS, SCO, G20, East Asia Summit, and the United Nations. Mr. Quatra said the issue of early discharge of Indian nationals who have been misled into the service of the Russian army is also expected to figure during the discussions. The India-Russia annual summit is scheduled for Tuesday. India has registered the highest ever growth in the value of defence production in 2023-24. The value of production has reached nearly 1,27,000 crore rupees in 2023-24, which is 16.8% higher than the value of production of the previous financial year. Sharing the information in a social media post today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "The Make in India program is crossing new milestones year after year under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi." Mr. Singh congratulated the industry, including defence, public sector undertakings, other public sector undertakings, manufacturing defence items, and the private industry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the country for the achievement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The government is fully committed to nurturing a supportive environment to further enhance capabilities and establish the country as the leading global defence manufacturing hub." The Prime Minister said this will enhance the country's security apparatus and make India self-reliant. NEET PG Entrance Examination 2024 will be held on the 11th of next month and to be conducted in two shifts. The National Board of Examinations and Medical Sciences has issued the revised schedule of the examination today. The exam was postponed in the last month, a day ahead of the scheduled date of examination. The decision was taken in the wake of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. The National Board of Examinations and Medical Sciences, NBEMS, will conduct the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMGE, June 2024, tomorrow. The board has cautioned the FMGE aspirants about the social media groups befooling them about the examination. The board said that applicants of the FMGE are advised that they should not be allured or misled by such unscrupulous elements who are befooling them by claiming to have questions of upcoming examinations accessed through the authority. In the United Kingdom, the Labour Party has secured a landslide victory in the parliamentary election, defeating the ruling Conservatives. As per the latest data, Labour has won 410 of the 650 seats, crossing the threshold of 326 seats for a working majority in the House of Commons. With a huge majority in the parliamentary elections, Keir Starmer of the Labour Party is set to become Britain's next Prime Minister, ending 14 years of the often tumultuous Conservative government. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak will resign from his post following the general election result. He will also be stepping down as a Conservative leader once the formal arrangements for choosing his successor are in place. In women's cricket, India will face South Africa in the first T20 international of the three-match series in Chennai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. This will be the final leg of South Africa's tour to India, which has already seen three ODIs and a one-off test being played. India clean sweep South Africa 3-0 in the ODIs and then won the one-off test by 10 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.